actor. This is Rick Dering on John Carberry. John Carberry. C-A-R-B-R-E-Y. C-A-R-B-R-E-Y. C-A-R, C as in cat. C-A-R-B-R-E-Y. Carberry. Date of birth is 11/12/1969. Date of visit is 6/23/25. Please make copy for Gerald Woodard, D-O. Gerald Woodard, W-O-O-D-A-R-D, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Chip, C-H-I-P, Dear Chip, thank you for sending John Carberry for primary evaluation. Next paragraph, this will tell us, this is a 55-year-old male who has a history for who has a history of smoking a pack per day for over 15 years. Recently was sent for a chest CT done on /29/25. The chest CT demonstrated diffuse thickening of the airways with ground glass infiltrates and centrilobular nodularity in the upper lobes with mild subsegmental atelectasis in the lower lobes. There were several lung nodules with their right lung nodule 10 by 8 millimeter and a 6 millimeter nodule in the left apex and a 3 millimeter nodule in the right apex. And there were no effusions. There were no mediastinal masses. Period. The patient has no hemoptysis, fevers, chills, night sweats, or significant weight loss. He has not been on any inhalers for chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, past history. Patient past history includes cholecystectomy and a history of head injury 2 years ago with a small hematoma. No surgery was done. He denies hypertension or diabetes. And he has had bronchitis in the past. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 15 years and then quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. His job was in construction and he was exposed to dust and cement, but no asbestos. Next paragraph, family history, father died of heart disease. Mother is in fair health and has a history for malignancy. Next, system review, the patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss, no double vision or cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms, or flank pains. and denies any denies abdominal pains but has reflux. He has no shortness of breath or wheezing. He has occasional cough. He has no diarrhea or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, so leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. No easy bruising. And he does have some joint pains and muscle aches. No seizures, but has headaches and memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next. Med list, none at present. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged male, alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of perforedema. Blood pressure 132/70, pulse 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 182, saturation 96. HEND is non-spheric, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Or the absence of regular asynchronous to no murmur. Abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1+, no gross motor left, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. Is bilateral lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number 2 is a probable underlying COPD. And number 3 is history of head injury and subdural. Oh, can you please add in the past history? The patient also states he had a history for COVID-19 infection 3 years ago, but was not hospitalized. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Already said the impression. Next plan. The patient will have a PET CT to evaluate the lung nodules, and a complete pulmonary function study to be done. His serum will be sent for Nordify. Serum test to evaluate risk of cancer. Nordify, N-O-D-I-F-Y. The patient also we'll have a complete PFT done and a follow-up to be arranged here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for his consultation. Copy for Gerald Woodard, W-O-O-D-A-R-D. Gerald Woodard, D-O. Yep. Let's talk to Susan.